Find it, John chapter 6. Let's pray. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I thank you that you are God in the earth today, and we can walk with you in the earth by saying words, and that great things are about to happen as we yield to you as God in the earth. Things that couldn't happen otherwise. We believe you. We expect your reward. We expect. Say, I expect. I expect the things of God to be manifest in my life, in every area of my life, even tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. That's what belief is, expectation. Did you know that? You got to expect the things of God. Say, I expect the things of God. Say, I expect the healing of God.
I expect the prosperity of God.
Well, even if I don't know how, you see? But you still expect it. Yes. What's that called? That's called faith. Well, if you could see how it was coming, what good would that be? That wouldn't be faith. That wouldn't be pleasing to God, would it? But when you expect, when you can't see, that he's going to reward you, amen. Right? Yes. And seeing could involve feeling sometimes. I don't know if you've noticed that. Anyway, so I have the answer tonight for you. I have the answer. See, I have it.
Amen.
If you hear it. See, the problem is most people don't hear what Jesus say. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, a lot of people had ears. He wasn't, you know, just preaching in an earless colony. I don't know if they had those. Maybe the lepers touched their ear and their ears fell off. Maybe that's what it was from. He was preaching to them, and a lot of them didn't have ears because they were lepers. And so he said, oh, forget it. If you have to explain the joke, it's not worth it. Right? How about the one guy that Peter cut his ear off with the sword?
Yeah.
Was it right after that? He that has ears to hear? No. Oh, brother. Anyway, John chapter 6 and verse 63. Did you think I was going to go that far down that chapter? Probably not. John chapter 6 and verse 63. Holy Ghost, help us. It is the Spirit that quickens. Now I have the answer for you tonight. Say, he has the answer for me. It is the Spirit that quickens. Now quickens, what's that mean? Makes it alive. So whatever it is that seems dead, he's gonna make it alive, right? Or something that seems like it's not moving in the right direction, he'll make it alive, he'll quicken it, he'll speed it up, right? It is the Spirit that quickens. Who said this? Jesus. It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Right? Life meaning Zoe. Life meaning if you can blow Zoe into any situation. Right? Doesn't matter what the situation is, then life will come into it. It'll be quickened. It'll be better than it was before. You see? It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. So, what is the Spirit going to quicken? Well, we already read that verse about, you know, it's his will to prosper us and be in health. Is it possible that the Spirit would quicken our finances?
Mm-hmm.
How about our physical bodies? Quicken you and heal you, right?
Yes.
You understand that? Heals you, prospers. How about if you don't have understanding about a situation that you need some understanding about? Can he quicken that?
Yes.
Right? How would the quickening come? It would come by counsel. It would come by understanding. It'd come by wisdom. Right? Yes. Quickening you with wisdom. Right. Quickening you with health. Quickening you with youth renewal.
Amen.
Specifically youth renewal. I've preached on that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Quickening. All right. The word that I speak are spirit and life. Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
So where is this help going to come from? The word, but where's it gonna go to? Your spirit man.
Yep.
See, the answer comes to your spirit.
Yes.
It always comes to your spirit, and most people don't like it that way. Most people want the answer to come to their natural world, and they're waiting there for it to happen, and that's why they wait so long. No, you have to receive it in your spirit man first. You receive prosperity in your spirit man. You receive healing in your spirit man, and then the after effect is simply it happens in the outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to show you what the Bible says. It is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The flesh would like to tell you you're sick. Mm-hmm. How's that profiting you? Mm-hmm. Right? The flesh would like to tell you that you need more money. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's not telling you the thing that God's telling you, and it's not God's method. God's method is for their spirit to be quickened. All right, go to John 7. That's real close to the end of John 6. John chapter 7. And let's look at verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his what?
Belly.
Out of his belly, or his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water, life-giving water. Where are these rivers that give life, that quicken, going to come from?
Your spirit.
Ooh, outside here somewhere.
No.
Or in my flesh.
No.
Or in my mind.
No.
Even worse. No, they come out of your belly. Say belly.
Belly.
So God's going to quicken you. God's going to give your answer out of your spirit man. God's going to quicken prosperity to your spirit man. God's going to quicken healing to your spirit man. Are you here? So when God speaks words, who does he speak to? Your mind? Your body? He speaks to your spirit man. All right? What do you hear his words with? Your spirit man. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
It's how you walk with God. I wish it was some other way. A lot of people are looking for some other way that's natural. This is supernatural. He speaks to your spirit man. Go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, and look at verse. I didn't read all of that in the other chapter, did I? Do you know what? I'd get caught up in that anyway. Let me go back there. Let me just finish reading that. 7, since we're still in the same book. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, Jesus, of the day of the great feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man drink, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Verse 38. "He that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the what? The Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." You understand that, mm-hmm. right? Now go back to chapter 4. John chapter 4, and let's look at verse 13. "Jesus answered and said unto her, Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again." Talking about natural water. Verse 14. "But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be where? In him." The water that I shall give him shall be in him. And right before, we were talking about the Holy Ghost. Where's the Holy Ghost? He's in you. What part of you is he in? He's in your spirit man. So what part do you think that he's going to communicate with? Your spirit man. He's going to speak words to your spirit man. Are you getting this? And his words are spirit and their life. They quicken you. Are you getting this? "Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into something, everlasting life." So he's going to put in you something that will spring up into everlasting life. Where is this something? It's in you. What part of you is it in? Your spirit man. What part does he speak to? Your spirit man. So, this shall be in him. Did you see that? In him. What you need is in there. It's in there. Right? What you need is in there. You just need to know how to access it, or you need to know how or learn how to access it. Say learn how.
Learn how.
Because it's in there. He said it's in there and it will spring up. It's a well that's in there that you need to learn how to access if you want to have the things. Now, where is this? Where is this well? It's in your spirit, man. It's not in your mind, and it's not in your body. Well, you go, it's in your body because your spirit man's in your body, but it's not in your flesh, so to speak, right? So where do you think your answer is going to come from? Your spirit man. All right. Now here in we have the great benefit of being able to speak in other tongues. Because when you speak in other tongues, your spirit, you're speaking as the spirit, say as the spirit.
As the spirit.
As the spirit gives you utterance. So the Holy Ghost is giving you utterance, and when you speak them out, you're able to locate where your spirit man is, right? And you'll often notice that many times, if you function in any of the other gifts of the Spirit, they all come out of the same place. They don't come out of your mind. Mm-hmm. Say, they don't come out of my mind.
They don't come out of my mind.
They come out of your spirit man. Same place that the Holy Ghost comes out of, same place that tongues or speaking in tongues comes out of. One of the benefits of speaking in tongues a lot. Say, a lot.
A lot.
What do you mean by a lot? I mean more than probably you are. Right? So you got to speak more, and the more you do, the more you are able to educate yourself and learn where the things of God are going to come from. You see, you want to have the things of God, but if you don't know where they come from, it wouldn't matter if he did give them to you, because you missed it. You got to know where it comes from first. Are you here?
Yes.
Speaking in tongues helps you to locate where your belly is. You're like, brother, I don't have a problem locating where my belly is. Yeah, your natural belly, your flesh belly, we don't have a problem either with that. Right? Mm-hmm. But your unseen belly, the belly where the Spirit is, where your spirit is, where the Holy Ghost communicates with you. Say, the Holy Ghost communicates with me.
The Holy Ghost communicates with
me. What do you think he's communicating? He's communicating what you need. All the answers come by a word of God spoken to you. And if we can have that word of God, we can have the need met. So, speaking in tongues a lot. Say a lot.
A lot.
I mean, you can do it all day long. You know that, right? I find that if I'll spend an hour praying in tongues, then the rest of my day, I'm just praying in tongues. I'm not even really thinking about it. It'll just turn on. I'll have to stop myself when I'm around other people. They're like, what's that? I go, oh, nothing. Pretend to answer your phone. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
This great benefit of speaking in tongues helps you locate your spirit man, which is the real you. Now, I've used this illustration before, but you've got a well. Jesus used the well in illustration, right? If you have a well and you have a bucket and you send it down in the well, right? And then you bring it back up, and it's full of water, and you pour the water out, right? Jesus was saying it would be coming out of you. A well of living water comes out of the inner part of the well. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to tell if something else came up in that bucket?
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
If a shoe came up in the bucket, or a turtle came up in a bucket, or an Acme anvil came up in the bucket, whatever you have to picture, well, what if prosperity came up in that bucket? What if a healing came up in the bucket? Would you know? Would you be able to tell? Of course you would, because you are the one operating the handle, and you're bringing it up. You keep bringing it up until the thing comes up. Are you here? So you would be able to know. Well, tongues, speaking in tongues, I'll just say it that way, tongues come out of the belly, and it helps you to locate where the things of God come from. If you want the prosperity of God, it's not going to come any other way than out of your belly. Prosperity comes out of your belly. Healing comes out of your belly. Wisdom comes out of your belly. Why is that? The kingdom is within you. Where's the kingdom? It's in your belly.
The kingdom's in my belly.
Are you here? So if we want it some other way, we want to receive it from some other mechanism, that's not God's way. That's not how he does it. He speaks words to you. Where does he speak the words? Into your spirit man, into your belly. Okay, are you getting this? This message comes out of the belly. That's how I get my messages. I don't make them up. I pray in tongues until I have the message, right? Mm-hmm. And this is your answer. People are like, well, how do I get the answer? How do I get that? How do I? And really what they're looking for is, how can I do something in the natural that will make it all work out? That's not how God does things. No. You're asking the wrong guy. If you're asking God for help, he's gonna do it his way, regardless of how you want it. And his way is to speak words into your inner man. Yeah, and that's how you receive it. Oh, I'm healed. Well, you don't look any different. That just happens. I'll go about my day, and all of a sudden, you actually, things happen in the past. Have you ever noticed that? When you believe for something and you receive it, and then you go about your business, and then when it happens, it's almost like you're not that happy over it anymore, because it's already happened. It comes to you and it seems like, oh, that already happened, but it already did happen, because that's the reality of it. Power comes out of your belly. Is that true? When I speak in other tongues, what comes after the speaking in other tongues? You receive power after the speaking in other tongues. Where does it come from? It comes out of your belly. Healing comes out of your belly. Youth renewal comes out of your belly, right? Yes. Health comes out of your belly. Guidance, direction, where does that come from? Somewhere else? Yes. Counsel, help. Ever need help? Yes. Where does the help come from? Out of your belly. Luke 17:21 says, the kingdom of God is within you. Now go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. Glory be to God forever. Proverbs chapter 18. Hallelujah. And let's look at verse 14. The spirit of man is that, did you find that? Yep. Proverbs 8 verse 14, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The spirit of man will sustain him. Others translations say in his infirmity, meaning it'll carry him through. Mm-hmm. What does it carry you through to? Mm-hmm. Healing.
Yes.
Right. So your spirit is where you get the power to endure through when your physical body is saying the opposite. Where does power come to your spirit? Where does healing come to your spirit? Where does prosperity come to your spirit? I hope you're getting this. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy what?
Heart.
When you see the heart here, what is he talking about? Your spirit man, your belly. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What is this talking about? What is life and health to all your flesh? The word of God. Mm-hmm. Where does the word of God come to? Your spirit man. All right, just want to keep you on the same page. Keep thy heart or thy spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, or the forces of life. Out of what does your Bible say are the forces of life? Out of your spirit man. Where does healing come to first? Your spirit man. Where does wealth come to? Oh, listen to me. Where does wealth come to? Your spirit man. Yeah, right? Are you getting this? This is how because your mind can't believe. Your mind tries to believe, and that's where we spend most of our battle, trying to believe, but your mind is not capable of believing except what it sees. What is capable of believing? Your spirit man, because he hears the word of God and he believes. Belief is a spiritual force. Here it says, keep thy heart, thy spirit with all diligence, for out of it what? The spirit, are the forces of life. Powers. Out of your spirit man are the powers of life. Are you here? Go to Proverbs 20. Brother, seems like you're making an awful lot of to do about this spirit. Well, the spirit is the real you. You are a spirit. You have a soul, you live in a body. You understand that, right? Thessalonians talks about that. Anyway, Proverbs chapter 20, and let's look at verse 5. You there? Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man. What's the heart of man? Spirit. The spirit of man is like deep water. Where have we heard that before? Is like deep water, but a man of understanding will do what? Will draw it out. Where is the counsel? It's in the heart. Who put it there? The Holy Ghost put it there. Where's the healing? It's in the heart. Where is the prosperity? It's in the heart. Are you getting this? Where's the counsel? Counsel in the heart of man is like water in a deep well, but a man of understanding draws it out. What's another name that the Holy Ghost uses? Jesus said, I'll send the Comforter. Could also be translated Counselor, Helper, Strengthener, Healer. We know that, right? Prosperer. All these things are where? In the heart of man, like water in a deep well. Not shallow, deep. But a man of understanding draws it out. How are you going to draw it out? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Yes, don't get ahead of me. Counsel is in the heart. It's already in the heart. Power is in the heart. Prosperity, wealth is in the heart. Say wealth,
wealth.
Is in the heart. But you got to draw it out. Why would it already be in there? Because it's in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God's within you. Are you here? So we got to learn. We have to learn how to draw it out. The answer comes out of your spirit. That's the first part of me telling you that I have your answer tonight, is that the answer comes out of your spirit. Now, lots of times, you know, God will use a person, a preacher, and he'll say something to you, and it'll, what will it do? If the preacher says something to you, what will it do? It will bear witness with your spirit, man, right? That just means that the preacher is being moved by the Holy Ghost to say something that you needed to hear, and your spirit man goes, yeah, that's it. That's right. That's right. Where did it bear witness? With my mind and my edumacation? No. It bore with my belly. That bears witness with my belly. Like a nice pie. Oh. The answer comes to you out of your spirit. Say the answer. Comes to me out of my spirit. See, now it's contrary to what most people think. I myself included, we're always looking for something to come to give me the answer, right? But the answer comes up out of your spirit, man. It doesn't come out of your mind, and it doesn't come out of your body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body. That shows you you're a three-part being. But what did he list first? Spirit, soul, and body. So it'll come out of your spirit, and your soul will then pick up on it, and then it comes out. That's the order. God ordained it that way. So the answer comes to you out of your spirit. Is this any good? Mm-hmm. God is not a mind. He's not a big giant head in the sky. He's not a mind. He's not a mentality. Right? God is not a mind, and he won't lead you by your mind, and he won't speak to you in your mind. How am I gonna divide the difference between spirit and soul? Like Hebrews says, well, the word does that, but praying in tongues is such a wonderful thing because it locates your inner man. And then when he speaks to you, you go, yeah, that sounds right, even though my head says it sounds wrong. And that's where you receive healing from. That's where you receive prosperity from. That's where you receive everything from. That's where you receive everything from. The Spirit of God. And he's not a mind. He gives it to your spirit man. Are you here?
Yes.
That's why you can have something that doesn't look like you have it at first. Then you, in faith, wait for it. In patience, but you know, you believe you have it. Are you here?
Yes.
God is not a mind. He won't lead you or speak to you there. Isn't this wonderful? Well, maybe he will. No, he won't. Because he's not a mind. You understand? In fact, John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. It would have said, God is a mind. But it didn't. God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. Right? And he told me this years and years ago. He said, I am not dependent on the natural. Doesn't this sound like God? I am not dependent on the natural, neither should you be. Mm-hmm. Is God dependent on the natural?
No.
No. Neither should you be. Why would that be? Because we're his children. We do things his way. I'm not dependent on the natural, neither should you be. Stop looking in that direction for your answer. Mm-hmm. It's not where it comes from. We know this, right? Where's my answer come from? Well, my answer comes from the Spirit, comes from my belly, comes from the Holy Ghost putting it in my belly. Get in my belly. Are you here? Hearing from God is prosperity. That's probably the simplest definition that you could have of prosperity. People go, well, no, it's having a nicer car. Well, there's always a nicer car, right? But hearing from God is prosperity, because it doesn't matter what situation you're in, hearing from God prospers you in that situation, right? Hearing from God is prosperity in your physical body if you were having an issue, right? Hearing from God is prosperity. Hearing a lot is wealth. See, now if we define prosperity that way, then where are we going to get it from? The Holy Ghost and via our spirit man. Mm-hmm. I told you, a lot of people don't want the answer because they don't like the method that it comes through. You see, God can speak to your spirit night or day, but most people miss it because they're too busy doing other things, or we'll get into some of the reasons, but right? Proverbs 20, since we're right there, Proverbs chapter 20 over in verse 27. Proverbs 20 verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Well, in our day and age, it would be the light bulb of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Meaning he's going to lighten, he'll make it make you enlightened. What makes you enlightened? What does God use to enlighten you? Your mind. My body, if my one finger twitches like this, I know the Spirit of God's moving. You hear all kinds of weird things, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, illuminating all the inward parts of the what? What's that word? The belly. The belly. Where's he going to illuminate you? Where's he going to give you revelation? Where's he going to give you counsel and understanding? And where's he going to heal you? And where's he going to prosper you? In your spirit man, which is, here it says, the inward parts of the belly. Pages. Just trying to establish this as well as I can. Psalms 42. Oh, glory be to God forever. Psalms 42. Let's look at verse 7. Psalms 42. You there? Mm-hmm. Psalms 42, verse 7. Deep calls unto deep at the noise. Say the noise.
The noise.
What is noise? Sound, right? Sound of thy water spouts. Now we have the Holy Ghost likened unto water, right? Mm-hmm. In a deep well, and the sound, say the sound.
The sound
of his water spouts. Well, couldn't tongues, speaking in tongues, be a water spout springing up into everlasting life? Yeah, I think we've already proved that. Mm-hmm. Deep, when that's going down, say when it's going down.
When it's going down.
when it's going down, what is, when I'm speaking in tongues, deep calls to deep. Spirit speaks to spirit. The Holy Ghost is a spirit, he's not a mind, so he speaks to your spirit man. Say, the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
speaks to my spirit man,
speaks to my spirit
when I pray,
when I pray
in other tongues,
in other tongues.
A lot.
A lot.
You see? Mm-hmm. And what's he gonna speak? Just random stuff. No, he's gonna speak what you need. He's gonna speak prosperity. He's gonna speak health. Are you here?
Yes.
He's gonna speak youth renewal. He's gonna speak, quicken you according to his word, according to his will, right?
Yes.
Regardless of your outer situation. So the answer comes out of your spirit. Can you get that? Have we gone that far?
Yes.
Where's the answer come from? Out of your spirit man. Mm-hmm. Where does the wealth come from? Out of your spirit man. Where's the power come from? Out of your spirit man. Where does the healing come from? Out of your spirit man. Are you here? So then you go, well, how does it come out? Well, we've already seen a few of these things, but how does it come out? Matthew chapter 12. You getting anything out of this? This is your answer. I wanted a different answer. Most people do. Oh, glory be to God for all. Matthew. There we go. Matthew chapter 12. Let's look at verse 34, lest I get caught up in all this stuff. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. How are we going to bring it forth? We've got something. The kingdom of God's in there. The wealth of God is in there. The healing of God is in there. The counsel of God is in there. He said, counsel in the spirit of man is like water in a deep well, but a man of understanding draws it out. How are we going to draw it out? Jesus told us. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, right? Because he said, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So in order for us to have it come out, the thing we want, we have to speak. Again, speaking in tongues is so great here because we can speak until it comes out. What comes out? The thing you needed. It comes out. Are you here? Out of the abundance or the fullness, over the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The New International Version, I don't always quote from that, but the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Are you here? The heart speaks what the mouth is full of. So what happens when somebody gets filled with the Holy Ghost? Say, filled with.
Filled with.
See, no, he got full of something. Then what did he start doing? He began to speak, right? So the heart speaks what the mouth is full of. What is he speaking? He's speaking in tongues. He's speaking the word of God. That's how come it can locate where your spirit. Are you getting this? That's where your spirit man is. You're speaking in tongues. But also we can speak other things, and let's go into that. Are you here? Galatians chapter 6. Brother, all this speaking, yeah, that's how God does things. He created the earth with words. He created you with words. Why would he change his method of operation now? He doesn't. Are you here? Galatians chapter 6, let's look at verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows or says, he shall also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the what?
Spirit.
The spirit. Now why would this be important? Because that's where all the forces of life, all the powers of life come from. Is wealth a power of life? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is healing a power of life?
Yes.
Gotta have it. What about youth renewal? Is that a power of life? Yes. Where does it come from? Out of the spirit man. Here it says, if we sow to the spirit, we'll of the spirit reap. Most people miss it here. They might even get the sow to the spirit part, but then they miss where they're gonna reap from. Where does this say you're gonna reap from? The spirit. He that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap. Say, shall of the spirit.
Shall of the spirit.
Where are you going to reap? Where are you going to reap healing? In your spirit. What's it going to do? It's going to come out, right?
Yes.
But you receive it in your spirit. You first sow it in your spirit. Are you here? He that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap. So how are we going to reap? We're going to reap of the spirit, because we sowed to the spirit. Mm-hmm. What if we didn't sow to the spirit? Makes it more difficult to reap from the spirit. Glory be to God. Healing, health, wealth, youth renewal, help. It is a spiritual happening. I hope you can hear this. When I say that, that's really what I'm talking about. I hope you can hear it. It's a spiritual happening. Wealth is a spiritual happening. If it comes from God, healing, youth renewal is a spiritual happening that comes from a spiritual sowing. We sow to the spirit and we of the spirit reap. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. What's the result of a spiritual sowing? A spiritual reaping. And where are you going to reap? You're going to reap it in your spirit, man. Of the spirit we reap. I like to call this spiritual farming. People could, that sounds kind of weird. Spiritual farming. What does a farmer reap? He reaps what he sows. God will not be mocked. He's not deceived. What you sow, you're going to reap. And we're talking about sowing words. Are you here? So where do you reap as a spiritual farmer? Where are you going to reap? In the spirit. Where do you sow? What do you sow? The words. Your words, but God's words, right? And hearing from God is prosperity. That's how you reap. Now, the answer will come out of your own mouth. Have I established that so far? The answer is going to come up and out of your own mouth as you speak. Say, as I speak.
As I speak.
The answer
will come
out of my own mouth.
Well, that's not the answer I wanted.
That's the method. That's how it works. You'll be walking the floor and you'll be saying, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, sickness cannot stay in my body. And one of those times you've been saying that, you've been sowing it. You're sowing to the spirit, you're sowing to the spirit, and all of a sudden you'll say it and you'll take one step beyond that one time you said it, and all of a sudden it'll drop down into you and you know, I'm healed of that. Even though nothing changed in the outside. And then you go on about your day, and then you'll realize the symptom just kind of left at some point in the past. Why did it leave in the past? Because that's when you got healed, right? Mm-hmm. Was when you received it in your spirit. The answer comes to your spirit, and it comes out of your mouth when you're speaking. Are you here? That's God's method. This is your answer. The answer will come out of your own mouth as you speak. When you are full. Remember, out of the abundance, out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you getting any of this? Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, fullness could be talked of fullness of time. How about when the harvest is come? You plant a seed. You go to bed. Isn't that fun? Go to bed and you rise. You sleep and you rise night and day. The seed springs and grows up. You don't know how. But when it's time, you put in the sickle, right?
Yes.
Doesn't mean it isn't working. Doesn't mean it isn't there. But it takes time, the fullness of time. Are you here? Go to Ephesians. We'll try to end with this. Ephesians chapter 5. You got to be full, because out of the fullness, out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of your spirit, your mouth will speak. You got to get it in there in abundance, and then when you speak it, that's when you reap. Ephesians chapter 5, you getting anything out of this? Oh, this is so basic, brother. Well, then do it. Amen. Right? So you gotta cross bridges. You gotta do these things. You gotta be a doer of the word and not a hearer. Oh, I really enjoy this message. Well, who cares? Do it, right? If you do it, you'll have something. What'll you have? You'll have all of those things we've been talking about. Ephesians chapter 5. Oh goodness, let's look at verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Can we have understanding in the will of the Lord? Yes. Understanding what the will of the Lord is, be not drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit, you flip it. When you're filled with the Spirit, you have understanding of what the will of the Lord is. I understand it says you understand what the will of the Lord is to be filled with the Spirit. But when you're filled with the Spirit, you get understanding of what the will of the Lord is. Right? Say, when I'm full, of the Spirit, I gain understanding of what the will of the Lord is. Now, what is the will of the Lord? What would His will be? Healing, prosperity. When does that happen? When you're full. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance, the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you getting this? Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What's the very next word? Speaking to yourselves. If you can get this, you can get it all. If you can learn how to speak to yourself, so to the Spirit, to yourself. It's one thing, and you don't want it, me speaking to you 24 hours a day. That would get tiresome. You'd be like, could you shut him off? But you're with yourself 24 hours a day, and you have the ability to speak, right? And when you learn that by being filled and speaking, you can have all the things that God provided for you, nothing will be able to shut you up. Be filled speaking. You know the will of God is prosperity and health. You're speaking to yourself. How do you get full? How do you get full of healing scriptures? You say them, and you say them, and you say them, and you say them. How do you get full of prosperity scriptures? You say them, and you say them, and you say them, and you say them, and you say them every day. Every day, every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And if you're in a situation, you need to say them every day, every day, every day more. Yep. Right? I wanted a different answer. No. Your answer comes to your spirit man. And out of your spirit man, you speak the answer. Are you here? James 4:7 says, I guess you don't have to turn there, but if you wanted to, you could. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. I've just told you how God works, how God's going to operate on you. Say, how God, is going to operate on me, physically, financially, and every other way, every other Lee. How are you going to submit yourself therefore to God? You're going to submit Him by doing the things that we just talked about. And saying and knowing that it's His word that comes to your spirit that delivers you. And of the Spirit you reap. Right? Resist the devil, he will flee. It says, first it says, submit yourself. Most people just quote, oh, resist the devil, I resist you. No, it says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil. See, the resisting of the devil comes from you submitting yourself to God. And he will flee from you. Who does he flee from?
Me.
You. What does the devil bring? All kinds of garbage. He's the author of sickness and disease. He's the author of poverty. There would be no poverty or sickness and disease without him. You understand? So when we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, the author of those things, he flees from us. What flees from us then? All of his stuff. Poverty flees. Right? Sickness flees. Are you here? You got to feed your spirit. I'll end with this. You got to feed your spirit. And you got to feed your spirit every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. It's just how we live. We're called disciples. You understand? And what if somebody doesn't feed their spirit every day? They don't do their confessions every day. They don't pray in tongues every day. They don't increase every day. What happens? They get weak. They get tired. They get out of it. They get sad. Right? They get depressed. They feel like things. I've been there. Why is it? You can put your finger on it. They're not doing the word. They're not being a disciple. They've let their spirit slide. You got to feed your spirit every day. You got to do the basics. And you got to preach this. You got to do the basics. You should be reading your Bible every day. Read a chapter every day. Right? I know I don't preach on this stuff a lot, but you got to do it. And you got to do your confessions every day. Every day.
Every day.
And right? You know, we'll barely fast every once in a while, but we'll starve our spirit, man, until it's this dried up little prune. And then expect the preacher to beat you over the head and breathe some sense into you. Once a week. Do the basics. Time in the Word every day. Is that easy? No, because you got time for it. You got to do everything else. But you got to make time. If you want your spirit man to be strong, you want to hear from God. Time in the Word. Praying in tongues every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. More. Right? Confessions. Doing your confessions every day. Attending the meetings when they're there. You come so I can preach at you. Right? Mm-hmm. When you can, so you can hear it. That's why we make it available. And people can listen to this again. Yes. And have the word go into them. Healing comes by the word. Hearing from God is prosperity. Where does the word come to? Comes to your spirit man. Who does God speak to? He speaks to you. And you are a spirit being. You're not a mind. You have a mind. Most people have a mind, right? And they have a body. But you are a spirit. That's who he speaks to. He's going to speak words of prosperity into you that will change your life forever. I hope you heard that. God is going to speak words of prosperity to you that will change your life forever. Where do those words come to? Your spirit man. So don't miss it. Same thing with healing, same thing with youth renewal. They come to your spirit man, and we won't miss it. Say this after me. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
I thank you, that you speak
to my spirit
man,
and
I won't miss it.
Those things
that you speak
to me,
health,
prosperity,
and youth renewal.
I worship you,
Holy Ghost.
I thank you for it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.